Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan blamed Islamic State for Saturday's attack on a wedding party that killed at least 50 people in the city of Gaziantep. The wedding was attended by many Kurds in a Kurdish part of the city near the Syrian border. Erdogan said the suicide bomber was between 12 and 14 years old. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
All through Saturday night, ambulances rushed the wounded to hospitals across Gaziantep. Witnesses say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a packed street of people dancing and celebrating a wedding. Along with children, the bride and groom are reported to be among the dead in Turkey's worst terror attack this year. Speaking the day after the attack, while surveying the damage, local resident Ibrahim Özdemir says people are in shock.
Çevre eş dostlarımızdan vardı, işte komşularımız vardı. Üzüntülüyüz, acı içerisindeyiz.
Our friends and neighbors were there. We are so sad and in pain. The attack is an atrocity, he said. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
At least 20 people died when two suicide car bombs rocked a local government building and a nearby market in Galkayo, central Somalia. That's according to witnesses and officials. Eyewitness Abdullahi Dahir said the first car bomb rammed into a local government compound housing administrative offices, and soon after the first responders came out of the surrounding buildings, another suicide bomber with a speeding car blew himself up. This is VOA News. Republican